This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we have a guest with us today. Our guest today is Dr. Mandy Lang. Just tell me how to pronounce her surname just now. So Dr. Mandy is a renowned chiropractor with a passion for holistic well-being. She's got over 7 years of experience, and she's based in the Sydenham area. She's become a trusted figure in the field, known for her personalized approach and dedication to improving the lives of her patients. Today, we have the privilege of sitting down with Dr. Mandy to learn more about her journey, her unique perspective on health and wellness, and the innovative techniques she uses to help her patients achieve optimal health. Join us as we explore the intersection between chiropractic care and holistic healing with the one and only Dr. Mandy Lang. Welcome to the show. We're so good to have you, especially in studio. So good to have you. So, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Kenya. How are
you? Yes, good. So clearly it's good to be a chiropractor, you know, because you know how to keep your body healthy and to keep all these things. Yep. But can you tell us first a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got into chiropractic care?
So funny story is, actually didn't hear about chiropractic at all until some, you know, these guys come for like, you know, Well, you know, when people come from different...
like a career fit.
Yeah, career days. Yeah, so different careers and they talk about their profession. And I had no idea what chiropractic was. All I knew was that I wanted to do something with the body. I was always inclined to helping people as well. So, you know, if we can sort of create people's lives a little bit, have a bit of a sort of quality of life, then I think at the end of the day, you're winning, right? So if I could be sort of instrumental in that in any way, I would jump at that opportunity, right? So, you know, initially I was thinking along the lines of like physio, doctors, psychs, or something like that, you know.
Yes.
And then this guy started talking about chiro, and I was like, interesting. Then I did some more research on it, and like the whole approach to it being very holistic, number one, as well as being very innate. So when I say that, I mean basically it's allowing the body's own healing mechanisms to do the healing, right?
Yes.
So it kind of makes sense that the system that works super well has these sort of healing mechanisms within it, right? So I started researching all of that, and then I was like, okay, so basically this job is basically just facilitating the body's own healing, which, you know, for me, I'm a Christian lady, right? So I believe that God didn't make no junk, you know? So I was like, okay, very smart. And then so what we find is that most of the problems are because of our environment, right? Or things we expose ourselves to repetitively or even once off. So for me, I was like, no brainer, applied and had no other idea what I wanted to do if I wasn't going to get accepted. So this was basically it. Very happy with my decision thus far.
Lovely. So what is a chiropractor? What do they do? Because all we see online is we hear the cracks and we see the things. So what is chiropractic care?
So basically what we're doing is we are facilitating healing between the brain and the body, right? So it's basically making sure the neuromusculoskeletal system is as optimal as possible. Basically trying to get the body to work as a well-oiled machine as best as possible. So that's now obviously not only relating to pain, but enhancing function, preventing injuries, whichever way you want to look at it. Yeah.
So when we see those videos, what are those cracks? What are they doing?
Okay, so really it's the same thing as like, you know, if you click your knuckles, you know, little lady in the chair here was also clicking her knuckles earlier. And really all that's doing is basically gapping a joint, right? So when you're gapping the joint, that little gas bubble sort of pops, and that's the sound that you're hearing, right? But the benefits of it in the spinal column are tremendous. So we can get into that a bit later. But basically, you know, sometimes with these videos, unfortunately, it's kind of a bit of a misrepresentation. I get people DMing me all the time. Oh, Mandy, can you do this for me? And I'm like, no. This is not what we do, guys. It's not about the clicks, right? It's really just about finding where there's something that needs to get improvement, right? So, for example, if we do find what we like to call as a subluxation, right, or joint fixation along the spine, We allow the adjustment to restore the normal range of motion, which will decrease inflammation, gets you a nice bit of a hit of dopamine as well. Mm. But improves the function of the neuromusculoskeletal system from that area onwards. So if you think of it like a resistance in a circuit board, you know,
yes,
which is basically what the body is. It's like a little, you know, well, a big circuit board. You know, like the brain is the battery and sends out, you know, a whole bunch of power to the rest of the body, right? And if you have resistance along the way, the power output is not as good as what it could be. So, so when we do these adjustments, we're basically getting rid of the resistance or the interference that we don't need.
Yeah. This is a nice way of putting it, because so, it's so clear to see. Mm. You're like, I've got a battery. Yeah. Yes, I've got circuits. Oh, yes. Okay.
And like the muscle or the organ or whatever is the light bulb, right?
Yes.
So if we want a fully functioning light bulb or one that's going to be as bright as possible, then we've got to get the resistance out the way. Yeah.
So then what kind of techniques would you use to treat your patients, your clients?
Okay. So in my practice specifically, I don't use too many, all right? I use very few simple techniques. Obviously spinal manipulative therapy, manipulation of joints and stuff as well. Those are like our be all and, you know, our primary guys for as chiropractors, right? We want to make sure that no joints are not moving the way they're supposed to be moving, right? And then on top of that, I do quite a bit of dry needling if my patients are okay with it. Some people don't like the idea of needles. I do my best to try and convince them anyway. I'm pretty good in convincing them of these things. But basically those are my two main guys. And then I'll do quite a bit of soft tissue as well, depending on what the patient needs, right? Mm. And then we'll do a bit of taping, some range of motion exercises. I always send people home with home exercises to do. Whether they do it or not is another story. but some stretching, some exercising, some strengthening, some mobility. Proprioceptive exercises, all of those kind of things that I know the body will need, right? So the nice thing about it is that it's very specific. So I can't give you like a blanket treatment for anyone or everyone. Not even the same person needs the same thing all the time, right? Mm. It just depends on what the body's needing. But generally, for muscle work, I'll do my dry needling or some soft tissue therapy. And then for joints and nervous system stuff, we do adjustment.
Okay. And then does it hurt? Because that's it's also like when you see it,
yeah,
or even when you hear about I'm gonna put dry needles in you,
yeah,
I'm gonna give so does it hurt?
Yeah, look, so here's the thing, right? When people think needles, they think of the doctor's big hollow needles that they're getting injections with, right? And that's not what this is. This needle is super, super thin. It's basically, they call it or say that it's the size of a hair, strand of hair. I mean, I'm not too sure. I haven't measured the two, but I'm assuming it's closer to that than the needle that you're thinking about, right? So, look, sometimes it can be a little bit uncomfortable, can be a little bit tender. It just depends on the person, right? Their pain threshold, as well as their pain tolerance, as well as, you know, any factors that affect pain tolerance and threshold. So sometimes, you know, females, for example, at different times of their cycle are more sensitive than others, right? Mm. Sometimes the trigger point or where I'm needling is super sensitive because the trigger point's been there forever, right?
Yes.
Or it's been there so long that it's not sensitive at all, right? So, it's completely dependent on the person. The adjustments themselves are not really painful at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the most issue I have with people and pain is the dry needling.
Okay.
So we can work around it.
Cool. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about all these wonderful things that can just make us feel good, that can be a proactive approach to making sure that we are strong and healthy. And yeah, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment. We are back and we are talking to Dr. Mandy. We're talking all things holistic care. And now we're going to switch it up a little bit. We were talking about the technical side of your treatment, of what we can expect when we come, if we come to an appointment, all of these things. It doesn't hurt, I've heard. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, so you practice in Sydenham, right, here in Durban. And I want to know, what has that been like? It's Africa Month and we're talking about stigmas around healthcare and just how we treat our bodies. So what has been your experience, within your community? Yeah, all of these things.
Okay. So chiropractic in general, we are still classified as allied health professions, right? Mm-hmm. Which means we're not purely health professions according to, you know, our legislation. So what that means is we're not mainstream medicine, right? So, for example, there's some ancient rule that says that we can't practice in the same building as people who are health professions, right? Because of that difference between the two of us, right? So, unfortunately, we are still sort of categorized in people that haven't done much research and haven't got as much accreditation as what we have, right? So, that being said, some medical professionals still view us as that allied health, which, to be honest, is not a bad it's not a bad title for us, because we, you know, we see the trends of mainstream medicine now. It's really just become quite a big money making thing, right? So we are actually okay with being allied health for now. But the stigma around it is that, unfortunately, the mainstream medicine guys, they have a bad a bad reputation with them, right? Mm. Why? Is because, again, we allied health, and some of them aren't really familiar with our sort of approach to healing. And because we do, unfortunately, sometimes decrease the amount of money that goes in their pocket, yeah, you know? Facts are facts. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, our aim is to try and get people off medication as much as possible. And if you look at their aims, it's not really to do the same. You know, there's... Or basically to put people on meds, right? Yes. I mean, when last have you gone to a doctor in mainstream medicine who said, so how much sleep are you getting? You know, or so how much exercise are you doing? You know what I mean? So unfortunately, these are now pillars of health that we sort of preach about, you know, and it's at the end of the day, better for the patient, right? So, and, you know, according to the oath that we all take, we want to do what's best for the patient.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the stigma that now prevails is that we are people that tend to be a bit dangerous, you know, and we're not as good a doctor as the other doctors are. You know, and, you know, to be fair, our diagnostic skills can be improved upon. Most of the chiropractors will agree, but... Mm. At the end of the day, you know, we are here to try and make people feel better, heal better, as well, right? And unfortunately, I would admit that there's not a good stigma around chiropractic, both in South Africa and abroad, because at the end of the day, there's not much knowledge about it, you know, and I think everyone just needs to, who hasn't got an idea about what chiropractic is, needs to go either shadow one, go visit, go do some research. We are well researched, you know, we're the fastest growing medical profession in the world, that the world ever had, right? Because of the amount of research that we do. And obviously the results that we're getting, right?
Yes.
So, unfortunately, like you said, the TikTok story earlier, it has given us a bit of a bad rep, you know, because sometimes that's what people think it's all about, which is, it's really not. And we're coming back to the Sydenham part of it. So the area that I stay in, it's still predominantly an area where, you know, the mainstream media, mainstream medicine is basically the be all and end all authority, you know. And unfortunately, they don't know much about the neuromusculoskeletal system, right? So if their GP tells them, do not go to a chiropractor because they will crack your ribs open, you know, they will stay away from us with a 5-foot pole, you know.
Yes.
Unless, you know, they eventually get super desperate and then they're like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And they're like, oh my gosh, I should have come a long time ago. Right? But yeah, unfortunately, that stigma does exist. But thankfully, it is improving on our side. You know, people are becoming more aware of it, more educated about it, as well as the doctors. The doctors and the mainstream medicine guys are becoming more accepting of us. They are finding that, oh, okay, wait, these guys actually do have a point and they do have a place, right? So, and a lot more of them are actually open to doing what's best for the patients and not just lining the pockets, which is great.
Yes.
You know, it's a fantastic sort of time to be around.
So obviously there's lots of, it's strange to me that there would be that stigma because so much education goes into it. So obviously we've got it's a student station. So what went into your education? How did you get How did you become Dr. Vandy?
So our course is basically a 6-year course, mm-hmm. right? So we learn a thorough course on, well, a couple of years on anatomy, physiology, histology, we even do a little bit of pharmacology and sociology in there and all that stuff, right? Because, you know, it's important, right? And yeah. So for us to get the doctor title, we have to have fantastic diagnostic skills, right? Which we are very good at, which is not always good at practicing it, right? But because at the end of the day, most of the people are coming with to us with you know, pain issues, right? And so as a primary healthcare practitioner, you have to be able to identify where that pain is coming from, right? So for example, someone who's got low back pain, right, could just be low back pain, you know? Yeah. And you know, so we could deal with the neuromusculoskeletal system and all of that, right, which is great. But sometimes it could be something else. For example, kidneys, right? If your kidneys are not really good and they're infected, or, you know, you've got some nephrotic syndrome or something like that, you're going to have some back pain, you know? And if you're not aware as a chiropractor, for example, what symptoms would relate to a kidney issue, or how you can diagnose this kidney issue before you start treating the back pain, that could be a problem, you know? So the pain could persist. Sometimes even, you know, the patient's pain could get worse, you know, so if with your treatment. So diagnostically, we have to have the diagnostics, right? So just to clear that up.
Yes.
So there's that. And then, you know, we also do our master's degree after that. So we write a thesis on a research topic that we choose. And that's how we get our master's. So, yeah, it's a thorough course. I won't lie to you. It's fantastic. We even taught how to run our business with practice management as well in the course itself, which I think is fantastic. So, yeah, a very good, well-rounded course. And that took a good couple of years to complete.
Yeah. So where did you finish your master's, your degree and your master's?
Yeah. So I finished in 2016. But I took a year off to have a little one. So I had a little one at the end of third year. I took a year off and then I came back for fourth year.
Mm-hmm. And where did you do it?
At DUT. Yeah. At Durban University of Technology.
Yeah. And then do you remember what your thesis was about?
I do. Absolutely. So I was trying to see if we could find like an alternative to dry needling that was as effective, but not as painful.
Yes.
Because obviously people don't really like, not everyone likes dry needling, you know, some people are terrified of needles, you know, so I'm like, okay, what can we do to them that'll help the muscular system, but obviously not involve needles. So I had a clinical trial that I did where I compared the needling of trigger points in the upper trap with another sort of modality called the impulse adjusting instrument. So the impulse adjusting instrument was an instrument for, you know, designed for adjustments actually of the spine.
Yes.
And they did claim when they made it that it was going to help with muscular stuff as well. So I was like, okay, let's test their claim. And yeah, so the results were obviously still in favor of the needles, because fortunately the needles go directly into the trigger point, right? So
yes.
Nothing really else that does that can sort it out as, you know, directly as that. So this was more an indirect treatment. It did help in some cases, but yeah, not as good as the needles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about staying up to date with research, technology, all the developments, but I have a quick question. I went to a physio once and they did something. Is it electrotherapy? But they called it something electric acupuncture something.
Okay,
something.
Yeah, where they put like a crocodile clip on the needle.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is it? Yeah. So what is that? What is it just like? It's technology, but it doesn't really do anything.
That's pretty good. You know, again, it's going directly into the trigger point, you know, and it is sort of creating to be honest, where most of the effect comes from, right? And if you think about the way in which the needles work, adding that electrical stimuli isn't really going to add much of a benefit to the needle, but it does somewhat, right?
Yes.
However, what I've seen in my practice as well as in the research is that if your needling is very specific,
yes,
you don't really need that. You know, I mean, it's nice, it works, right? But yeah, it's good for, I mean, to be honest, I'm not gonna blow my own horn here, but you know,
blow it.
My needling's quite specific, right? So yes, like the switches that people are after when they do that, you can get without that if your needling's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Dr. Manny's needling is the best. So you've obviously got this holistic approach. You've spoken about how important lifestyle, nutrition, all these things are. So can you share any specific success stories you've had? Any patients that you've really seen that you've seen succeed?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, we see wonderful success stories all the time, thankfully, in our practice. So generally what first comes to mind for me is, you know, when people come in like with suicidal, you know, with pain. Bad to talk about on radio per se, but it's facts. Like, you know, people don't really realize how much pain affects people. You know?
I was talking all about it the first hour.
Oh, sorry, I'm listening. Okay, it's you know, it's an all over-consuming thing, right? And people can't function, people can't socialize, people can't, you know, have family time, all that, when, you know, they really stuck in a lot of pain. So, you know, being able to help people like that, you know, and giving them a new hope for life, even, you know, just, you know, showing them that, oh my gosh, this is life without pain. I remember this, you know?
Yes.
And that's huge, you know? So I've had that and that's been great. And then, you know, just basically, you know, people who, and again, this is very often, is that people are sort of like told they need surgery, you know, and they think, oh my gosh, I really don't want to go. Please, can you help me? I just want to see. And we help them and they don't need to go for surgery.
Yes.
You know, so that's very common. And sometimes even get simple ones, like, you know, people are dreading going on holiday because they're in so much pain and they can't walk. And, you know, then they able to go on the holidays again and, you know, have a fun, fantastic holiday. And sometimes I get some presents from the holiday trip too. So that's a very cool story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely. And so how have you seen, so yesterday we had a guest, a homeopath talking about, so she obviously focuses on like the organs and all those things. Mm-hmm. And she was able to see how emotional strain can manifest in organs, whatever. What have you seen? Like, can you think of any examples where you've seen a direct correlation? You'd be like, oh my God, that's how it's manifested.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And unfortunately we're seeing it more and more now as well. Is that people and their stress levels and their anxiety and sometimes even their depression, it shows in your body, and even more so in your neuromusculoskeletal system, right? So in your muscles and stuff, because generally the body doesn't know the difference between a physical stress and an emotional stress, right? So it reacts the same way. So if you think of, like, if a bear runs at you in the forest, okay,
because we're choosing the bear.
Yeah, okay, maybe let's choose a lion. Let's choose Africa sends it, right? Let's choose a lion, right? So we're doing a lion. So if a lion runs at you in the field.
Just outside.
Outside, right?
In the streets of Joburg.
Oh, let's do hippos in St. Lucia, right? Yes. Let's do that. Okay, so if a hippo runs at you and your body's like, oh no, what do I do now? Right? It's going to go into this state where it's either going to, you know, fight something or it's going to run away, right? Mm. We've got another one now called freeze, but let's just keep to fight and fight.
And there's fawn. And there's so many things.
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah. So basically what happens is your body just goes into sort of like a heightened mode to do something, right? So it's your blood sugar rises, your breathing rate changes, your breathing depth changes, your muscles along your spine contract as well to sort of get you ready for action, right? So if you think about it, your body's really trying to get you to do something, right? And unfortunately, when it comes to emotional stresses, those stresses don't go away, right? And the short stresses, the physical stresses, they generally, like, the hippo's either going to eat you or it's going to go away, right? So it comes and it goes, right? Emotional stresses don't. So it's kind of sometimes like a compounding effect, right? So if you think of the neurological side but behind that, the switch off doesn't happen, you know? So we kind of like seeing a lot of over tight muscles along the spine, a lot of blood sugar raise, a lot of cortisol, all that stuff going on because now the stress response is just keeping on going. Yes. Know? And unfortunately, people don't know how to switch that off. So, but this we see a lot because, people unfortunately are just overworked and underpaid. They don't have coping mechanisms to deal with the stuff that they are dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we're going to be talking about some things that you could be doing that are maybe not so good for you and for your body. Dr. Manning is going to give you some tips and tricks. So we'll be right back. I'm going to play you some Queen Herbie vitamins and then we'll be back. So we are back and we are talking to Dr. Mandy about all things holistic care, but we're specifically looking at chiropractic care and how things manifest in our bodies and our joints and pain and all of these things. So we are talking now about what are we doing in our daily lives that could be potentially bad for us. So we know, if you're looking at your phone, you're going to hurt your neck. We know that if you are laying down all the time, you can also do these things. So what are some common things that you see that really are bad for our bodies?
Okay, so what I see a lot of nowadays, and like we spoke about earlier, combining it with all the stress that's going on, is people are sitting at desks working for hours and hours on end. You know, especially now people are working from home. So they're moving a lot less, right? And they're stressing a lot more. And those two combinations are just not good for your body, right? So ideally our bodies want to be moving all the time, yes. Right? So what people use as like a little quick fix is, okay, we're going to go to the gym, you know, that's going to make up for it. And yes, it's good. It's much better than not going to the gym. Absolutely. But that doesn't excuse you for sitting for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean like, okay, because I move. It's like a hamster on hamster wheel. You know, it's like, okay, I stepped for the whole day, so now I'm just going to quickly do my little hamster wheel run, and then I'm good. No, it's like, we actually got to keep moving, you know what I mean? Like, as much as possible. So, always encourage people to, like, you know, take breaks, you know, as much as possible. Like, think of, even if you're not a smoker, which ideally I hope you are, non-smokers for the win. Act like you're a smoker. Go outside, you know, view the sunlight, walk around a little bit, and come back, you know what I mean? Some people are stuck to their desk. They don't move. They don't eat. They don't use a bathroom. Yeah. Nothing, you know? And I get it. People get in the zone and they don't want to leave their desk, you know, but it's really not good for you. That's number one. Number two is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
We are not sleeping enough. We sleep terribly.
Don't call me out like that.
Yeah. So I know Kenya doesn't sleep well at all. So I'm just like pointing out on that. But yeah, so sleep is super, super important. Getting a good regular sleep is, super important for our body to heal and restore and reset for every day. And then obviously our diets, you know, we gotta be aware of what we're putting in our mouths. It has to be good, nutritious, wholesome food. You know, we can't be having energy drinks to sustain us through the day, you know, and I see this all the time, but it's like, guys, do you know that you were asking for heart attacks? Like, it's just so bad for you, you know? You need nutrition, you know, sometimes people, they'll sleep so much and then they'll only have one meal a day because that's all that they feel like they need, you know, but you know, that's the one extreme of it. The other extreme is eating a whole bunch of junk the whole day. You know what I mean? Like, kids having Coke for breakfast. It's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, we need to look after our bodies. Our bodies do a lot for us, you know, and we just need to help it along a little bit.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So it can feel kind of overwhelming when you say, oh, okay, so you gotta eat well, but it's expensive to buy fresh groceries, or you've got to sleep, but you've got to work, and you've got to sleep, but not too much sleep, and you've got to drink this water, but that water's bad, and you've got to sit, but don't sit like this. And, you know, so it can feel really overwhelming. So what are like one or two things? So if we have to sit, right? We are in an office or in lectures, or we have to sit, what are some small things that we can do just to make sure that even though we are sitting for a long time, that we are not completely damaging our spines or our necks and stuff?
Yeah, look, on your first point about everything being overwhelming, I know, right? Like, we get so much advice from everywhere. Oh, don't do this. You must do this. Oh, don't do that. Someone says eggs are good for you. Someone says eggs are bad for you. What do we do? You know? So first of all, I do want you to try and get in touch with your, like I call it, your, that innate system, right? And you got to listen to your body, because everybody's an individual at the end of the day, right? So that's number one. Number two is, you know, like you said, for example, when we are busy doing stuff, how do we incorporate this into our life, right? So just think about your body in terms of, you know, if it was your child, you know, would you let your child sit, you know, for 10 hours in front of the TV? Probably not, you know. And look, if you are stuck at a desk, you know, there are little things that we can do. So, for example, moving around in the chair, you know, or even just working from sitting and then pushing the chair away and then stand, or even crossing one leg over the other, you know, and then the other way around, or then going from the back of the chair to the front of the chair. All of these are like changing your biomechanics slightly that your body will actually be very happy for, right?
Yes.
And then on top of that is possibly, if you are, like I said, stuck at the chair and you can't move, is do like a little mobility routine either in the morning or the evening.
Yes.
Just so you know you're moving a little, every little joint of your body.
Yeah. Before you came in, I was adjusting my chair. I was like, wait, my hips have to not be, must be 90 degrees. She's going to notice.
But here's the thing also is that people get super like obsessed about posture, right?
Yes.
And ideally, yes, if you are sitting at the desk for a long period of time, you do want good posture, right? But the problem with posture and the, you know, the hype around it is that it's kind of like getting us stuck in one position, right?
Mm.
So yes, if you are stuck in one position, there is an ideal one position, right? But ideally, we don't want you stuck in one position. We kind of like want you moving during the day. So you're not losing any sort of end ranges of movement, you know? So the problem with posture is obviously, you know, if you are hunched over all the time, you're losing the end range of that opposite movement, right? And obviously there's other effects of bad posture being, you know, your breathing's not so good. Your digestion's not even that good, even compressing your heart a little bit, right? So, so yeah, there are benefits to having good posture, but I think at the end of the day, people don't need to be like, we're not robots. Yeah, it's hard to expect people to be in perfect posture all the time. I mean, I know I'm not, but yeah, just keeping moving and listening to your body. When it's feeling stiff, move it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't keep it in that stiff, happy, sort of comfortable area. You gotta push it a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so we'll wrap it up in a little bit, but what's some advice that you have, one, for, potential patients, for people, to not come and see you to make sure they don't have to, but once they have passed that, what would be an indicator that it's about time I go see Mandy?
Yeah. Look, to be honest with you, my best patients and the ones who stay good for long are the ones who come when they're not in pain, right? Mm. And why I say that is because we always are encountered with stresses throughout our day. Yeah, that are going to be overstressing our bodies and our nervous system. So the body reacts in certain ways where you won't feel it until it's too late, right? So pain is the end of the cycle of dysfunction, right? It's not the beginning. So generally with me, I have patients that I'll see maybe once in 3 months or 6 months, sometimes even once a year, right? And then, you know, there's the ones who are in pain where we want to get rid of the dysfunction from the beginning, right? So ideally, do not see me. You'll have to be living in a different time. No, but look, it's not something that's a necessity. And I do know that many people function for the rest of their lives without knee chiropractic intervention, right? And of course, it's possible. You just, you know, you got to realize that you're not living always up to your fullest potential, right?
Because there was a phrase I saw that a doctor said, oh, so how much pain are you in? And someone said, oh, the normal amount.
Exactly.
Like, the normal amount is zero.
Exactly.
You know, you're supposed to be zero.
Exactly. People get so comfortable with pain. Like, they live with, you know, 8 out of 10 pain sometimes. And I'm like, what? Why? You know, oh, I thought it would go away. And then I just stay. And I said, okay, maybe it's old age. I'm like, no.
Yeah, now my limp is cool as part of me.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, and people like, same thing with people with diabetes. It's like, oh, just my diabetes. I think major. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you don't need to live with these things. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't actually get these things sorted out, you know? So that's like the thing. And there's something that you said earlier about being proactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like where we sort of flourish. Excuse that word, right? Just because unfortunately, in our culture, right? And yes, this is African culture at its most, is that we are more reactive than proactive most of the time.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to our health, right? And let's call it a fact here, right? Chiropractic does well in the white guys community because they are more proactive with their health, right? However, I am seeing a wonderful trend of people growing and, you know, in sort of incorporating health in their everyday lives, which is so amazing. Like, you go to the beachfront and there's people running of all different colors and shapes and sizes.
That's because we can't swim in the water anymore.
But I mean, 5 years ago, you wouldn't see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's really so nice to see, like, people of all different shapes, colors and sizes, you know, looking after their health now, being proactive with it, you know. So this is the thing, is like, you know, you don't only want to go for bloods and wait for things to mess up, right? You want to be proactive and check, okay, can the chiropractor find anything that I can improve upon, you know, so I can stay pain-free. So that's number one. Number two is, if you do need to find me, ideally, pain is the time. So, like, yeah, don't think pain's going to go away, because generally if it does, it's going to compensate, right? So you want to actually, you know, realize that the pain is only there because the dysfunction's been there for a while.
Yes.
So yeah, I would suggest everybody go see a chiro, even if you aren't in pain.
Okay. So then, and then when we do want to see you, how can we get in touch with you? Do you do virtual appointments? Where can we, all these things? Because,
yeah. All right. So unfortunately, I'm not on the virtual platform just yet. I plan to be, at some point, but not just yet. So you can look me up on Instagram, or you can take a WhatsApp number, and then you can call me or message me even.
Yeah, what is that number?
So my number is 072-268-0365, and my Instagram handle is Dr. Mandy Lang.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay, lovely. And of course, you're in Durban. So if you are around, you can also come and make an appointment with Dr. Mandy. So thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Abby.
I know the studio is buzzing with people who want to see you. So if you run out quickly, you wanted to do any any back cracks.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you very much. Again, we've been with Dr. Mandy. She is she's got a passion for holistic health, and I really appreciate your commitment to personalized care, and it really shines through everything that you do. I've learned so much just even in this little, small chat, and, you know, all other conversations that we've had. But yeah, and so, and you're really highlighting the importance of a proactive, holistic approach to our well-being. And it really can play a transformative role in our lives. But of course, if you have not done all the things, this is why we have the Dr. Mandy's. So yeah. So we've come to the end of our conversation. I hope you've learned lots and lots of things. You can find this on our podcast if you want to come back and listen to anything that we have to say. I'm going to leave you now with some Cardi B, and we'll be back in the second hour. This has been Planet Nani Midday Show, and I'm Kanye May.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.